You are listening to Sci-Fi Party Line. This show may contain spoilers and strong language. Excited to talk about you. I've been ready. I'm ready for you, lady. Oh, yeah.
Bring it on.
Let me intro
Bring
the show.
Bring it on.
Let me intro the show. Welcome to another episode of Sci-Fi Party Line, and I have Joe with me, and we're going to talk about Lost. Yay!
Yes.
Because I don't think I've come to the conclusion that I do not believe that I'm smart enough to understand this show anymore. The LaFleur
episode. Oh, I disagree.
That episode, just what are we even watching anymore? I don't...
I agree in the sense that it's very confusing, especially with these time jumps. But I think now that they stopped and they're stuck in that era, it hopefully will make a little more sense.
No. Because now they are all stuck in the 70s, which, of course, they don't remember themselves being in the 70s because when they were in the 70s, they were kids.
Right.
Okay, am I going in the wrong direction on that? I don't...
Well, they weren't kids. The... Charlotte is a kid because she was born on the island and she was raised by the Dharma Initiative, and that's why we saw her as a kid. But the Losties from Flight 815 and the freighter people, they're not kids on the island.
Okay. Yeah, of course, they're not kids on the island. They're kids somewhere else.
Right, but we don't see that.
And so...
They're time traveling as them, as adults, at their current age.
I get that.
I know.
I get that, but I don't understand what... So I guess if you time travel, you don't disappear
age.
In current,
right?
You in your current timeline, you're just there. Two of you, and you could possibly meet yourself.
Yes, it's like a parallel time structure, and I'm not sure. Can you meet yourself, or does that like cause some kind of rift or change the rules? I don't know. Are we?
I didn't
see
pay
that
much attention to Sliders, so I'm not really sure.
Oh my God, with Jerry O'Connell, that one?
Yeah.
Oh boy, that's old school.
Yeah, I catch reruns all the time. I love when they're on Sci-Fi. So, but they took them off. So I don't know.
Yeah, awesome.
The fact that they're stuck in the 70s and they've introduced more new characters. I was a little overwhelmed with this latest LaFleur episode. We have Sawyer, hot Sawyer, in this ugly jumpsuit and glasses the whole damn episode. I mean.
With his flat iron hair.
I hated it. He looked a little chunky too. I don't.
Well, you know, he had food and he had a Dharma bed, so he was obviously, you know, eaten up.
Oh, and a woman to love. Well.
Okay. I love Juliet, and I was worried, but I really like them together, and I hope Kate doesn't come along and ruin everything.
Oh, no, she's going to ruin it, because that's what Kate does. That's how Kate rolls. You know that.
I don't like Kate. I've never liked Kate. I'm going to be out about that. Freckles does nothing for me.
You heard it here. You heard it first.
Oh, man. I'm sorry. I just can't hide my disdain anymore. I'm hoping that Sawyer, after 3 years, he seems so happy. I'm hoping that even though obviously he's still pining away for Kate, that, you know, Kate needs to make a goddamn decision. Let's just start with that. You know?
Well,
she's leading on the men.
Well, number one, what happened to Aaron? She does not get off the hook. I am not off of her ass until I know what happened to the baby, because she seems like she did something to that baby. If something happened to it, you don't mess with kids. That's one thing. You can go crazy on whoever you want to, but you don't mess with kids.
I totally agree. And I think that they have to tell us that answer sooner than later, because people are outraged. You know,
really?
you can tell anybody that there's, you know, an island going to disappear or something totally outrageous, but you talk about taking away a kid and people are freaking out, you know,
it's
because
true.
That's real. Yeah.
Cause they don't have, I don't know. Not a baby.
And
you can't. No.
Here's what bugs me too. Jack was like so excited that Kate came back and he got to go to bed with her that all she had to say is don't ask me about Aaron, and he completely doesn't ask about his own nephew. I mean, really?
Yeah, well, no, yeah, really, because he asked questions to Eloise Hawken. Don't ask me no questions. He was like, okay, let me just go and do this stupid thing and get on the plane. He's a yes man now.
He's like Locke. He's turned into Locke.
I don't know if you want to go that far.
No, he's turned into blind faith Locke. You know, I'm going to do what you know, the island's telling me to do and what Hawking's telling me to do and Ben's telling me to do. And he's totally a changed man, you know?
Well, he's tired. I mean, think of all the crazy crap he's been through. I mean, oh, yeah, at some point, you know, you're just like, let me just get up and go to work and be there at 9 o'clock, say yes to everybody, punch out, go home. You know, that's maybe.
I know, and he's been through his drunk bearded phase, and so I don't know.
His Osama bin Laden phase. What was that?
Totally. He's been in a cave. He was living in a cave in Los Angeles. But as for Aaron, who the hell knows? I mean, some people think that Kate did give him to Claire's mother, explaining, you know, here's your grandson. I don't necessarily, I think that's too easy. So I'm not really sure.
I think with babies, it should be easy. So I'm going to hope for that.
Okay, that's fair. I have a weird feeling that she met up with Clementine. You know, Sawyer asked that favor before he jumped out of the helicopter. And everyone thinks he asked her, yeah, about Clementine, his daughter. And, you know, we know that in a previous flashback, Kate met up with Cassidy, which is Clementine's baby mama. So yeah. I'm thinking maybe she's taking care of Aaron, too.
That would be weird, and I like it.
Yeah, weird is good.
And it's lost-like. So exactly. I don't know, maybe.
Exactly.
Mm-hmm. So we get Tony Almeida's wife from 24.
Yes.
What is...
What's
her
deal?
And I see on your blog that you think she's Jacob's mom.
Actually, my friend Josh, who is just a reader who sent me this great theory, he's got this fleshed out idea that Amy gave birth to Jacob, and that's a whole nother angle. But I do think that I don't trust Amy, and I, you know, the way that she tricked them at the Sonic Fence, but earplugs in, and the whole thing, Josh had a good point, which is when they put the bag over her head, we assumed that they were going to kill her, but he thinks that they didn't want her to see where she was being taken. That, you know, they knew that she, you know, she was special.
But wasn't the husband dead, though?
Yes, he was dead, but I think, you know, they did kill him, but I think that they were kidnapping her, not about to kill her.
What if she killed him?
That's another possibility. I mean, I don't trust her at all. I think she's a great actress because she's sort of sketchy on the show. I don't watch 24, but I like the actress.
Well, her husband was sketchy. Well, he's sketchy now, but
right.
Whatever. She's dead on this show, so she's doing nothing.
Oh, okay. No wonder she's in Lost then. Yeah.
Yeah.
So I think she's an intriguing character, and she could very well be Jacob's mother because, as Josh pointed out,
so Jacob born in the 70s, why is he a ghost in, what is this, 2000 and whenever it started? It seemed like an old ghost, too.
2004, when the plane crashed. I can't quite figure that out, but I like the idea that he's the only baby who's ever actually been conceived and born on the island without dying. You know, usually all the moms died and children died. And so that makes him special, the ultimate special, not Walt special, but, you know. Yeah. And that I don't really know, you know, the logistics of how and when he passes away and becomes a ghost, if he's alive or dead, but I like it.
I like it. I can't. Speaking of Walt, we got to see him on the Jeremy Bentham episode, because we haven't talked since then, I don't think. It was
exactly.
Good to see him.
I know, and I'm hoping that we do get to see him again, because when we saw last season, Hurley said that, you know, when he visited Hurley in the mental institution,
right.
Walt was saying stuff like, oh, why do you guys call him Jeremy Bentham? Well, the scene we saw, Locke didn't tell him his name was Jeremy Bentham, so I think that they've met up again before he dies, before Locke kills himself-ish.
When did he have time to meet up with him again, though?
I think there's, you know, on Lost, we don't actually know what the timeline is from when he visited all these people to when he killed himself.
That is true.
But I like,
throw,
you know,
something in. They always.
Exactly. I kind of have a feeling that you know, he said he had dreams about Locke on the island in a suit. I have a feeling that, you know, dating back to season 2 or 3 when the others said that Walt is special and he can show up where he's not supposed to be, that Walt's dreams are actually him transporting himself back to the island without knowing it.
Hell, maybe Walt is Jacob. I don't know.
You never know. Vincent the dog could be Jacob. I mean, hell if I know. Right?
That is awesome.
Oh, anything's possible. We have to make fun of it because it's so crazy. Like, I love the show, but it's crazy.
I was so tired after this last episode because the new people, the new storyline, and it's like, oh my God, I thought we were so close. We were so close. And somebody turned on the lights and turned off the music and we had to go home, you know?
Yeah.
I was like,
and yet, though, they gave us things. They gave us things like the four-toed statue. We saw the back of it, supposedly.
Oh, yeah.
You know?
We saw statue ass. Thank you, people.
We saw a statue ass. And then there's this big debate online whether or not, you know, it's an Egyptian god or goddess, because there are gods who would fit the description and the physicality of it. And one of them is named Horus, Hello, Horus. Goodspeed. Yeah. Horus, H-O-R-U-S, Horus, the Egyptian god. And then there's also Tawaret, which is a female goddess. Because if you look at the statue, she does kind of, or it kind of has hips. I'm not really sure. And then people are talking about how the Egyptian god Ra, R-A, well, those initials are Richard Alpert. So, I mean, really.
Oh, God, is this Stargate lost?
Exactly.
Oh, now they have Egyptians and people are living forever. We got the statue. I also read something where you said you believe the statue was disappeared or broken because of the earthquake.
Yeah, because Miles specifically mentioned that last time flash felt more like an earthquake. And they've never talked about that before. So maybe that actually causes, maybe not at that moment, but one of those time shifts causes it to topple. You know, the earth movement causes that statue to topple.
And because the island moves around, maybe it got lost in water. And
exactly. Who knows? I mean, it just seems like they wouldn't just throw in there that Miles said it felt like an earthquake without a reason.
Yeah.
They don't give us anything without a reason anymore.
It could be Horus. I like him.
Yeah. I mean, Horus and Richard Alpert obviously play bigger roles than we ever thought they would.
Because the women don't wear short tops like that. The Egyptian women goddesses would have wore something floor length. So that's why I think it's a guy.
A male. Yeah, that's fair. And in the right hand of the statue is the Ankh, the
A-N-K-H.
Yeah, which of course was on Paul's necklace, dead Paul. So, and you don't forget there were hieroglyphics down below the orchid. And on Ben's door. When he unleashed Smokey and he went into his secret lair, there were hieroglyphics on the door. And also on the original last door map in the Swan, there were hieroglyphics too. I know.
So we kill Paul. He was building the cabin in a previous episode.
No, Horus was. Horus is killing it.
Okay.
Yeah.
Okay.
So Josh, my reader, thinks that, you know, he was building the cabin, he said, for the missus, and then they got pregnant. So maybe Jacob somehow gets trapped in that cabin. You know what I mean? So Horus, daddy's building a cabin, and then Jacob winds up in it.
I like that more.
Yeah, it kind of makes sense organically, you know.
That means it's not going to happen.
It'll happen at the end of season 6, and we'll be like, "What?" It'll add to our long list of questions, like, "What the hell happened to this?" But I feel like they're giving us answers. I know they're introducing more characters, but I do, and again, I'm biased, but I do feel like they're giving us more, and I do like, you know, the setup now with Jack Hurley and Kate coming back. And then, of course, where the hell is Sun and Saeed and Frank Lapidus? You know, it's very interesting.
Yeah, and Rose and...
Rose and Bernard are MIA. Either the actors are busy or who the hell knows where they are.
Well, it's where's Rose and Bernard and the rest of the camp? I mean, they're not the only people missing.
Yeah.
But, you know,
and
we
Vincent,
just...
where's the dog?
The dog, yeah. Where's the damn dog? He's too busy being Jacob.
Exactly. That would be awesome.
Oh my God, I would just, I would get on a plane and slap somebody. Just
okay.
I need somebody to slap because of Lost, and then they take me to jail. But you know, crazy fan.
I agree. It is frustrating. It is frustrating, but I love it. I can't wait for the next few episodes. Because, well, you know me, I watch everything 2 or 3 times, so I'm like, I pick up more and more when I watch them.
Yeah.
I would say have patience. You're at the mid-mark of season 5, and it can only get better. I would say have patience.
And then 6 is the last.
Yeah, next season's the last season, for sure.
So we're going to get jerked around. I say this every time. we're going to get jerked around for another year. But, you know, I do, like, in comparison of the shows that I really watch regularly, which is Battlestar Galactica and Lost, I would say that there's more connections to everything, to all the questions, and more of a reach back and a more of a, you know, an interconnectedness, if I could mess up a fracking word there.
Yes.
With Lost. And I think the writing is a little bit better and they think about it. BSG, it's good, but the writing is just inconsistent.
I've heard that.
The writing on Lost is a little flawless.
Yeah, and the fact that they're circling back to, you know, to plot points from seasons 1 through 4, you know, here on season 5, I do appreciate that. Mm-hmm. You know, they have different writers every week, and yet they're in a room together, and they're like, you know, it'd be great if we connect back to the statue. What if they shift, and there is the actual four-toed statue, but you only see the top of it? It's like, What are they smoking? Because I want some of what they're smoking.
Well, they know if they don't talk about the damn statue that we're going to throw a fit. We've been asking about that damn statue since we saw it.
Exactly.
So and they actually, have to do something with it.
Exactly. And even though I love Juliet, I'm much happier on the show with the mythology than the relationship. So I hope that there are no more lamenting Kate, Sawyer, Jack, triangle, quadrangles with Sawyer. I just can't really. I'm not a relationship person on this show.
Yeah.
I think it's, if anything, it's not the weak point, but it's my least favorite aspect of it.
Yeah, I'd agree. Because
I'm
just done with it, but I already can predict that since Sawyer heard that Kate and Jack and her was coming back and they were on the island because somebody had to tell him specifically that Kate was back, and he went out and didn't tell Juliet what somebody had called him to do. He kept it a secret. That is going to create a problem, and there's your problem. And there's how it's going to start to be an issue, because Juliet already knows how he felt about Kate, and it's going to be an issue.
Yep. Hello?
It just disconnected.
Oh, okay.
I don't know why. It's just been weird.
Stupid Skype.
Yeah. Okay.
Okay, so we were talking about...
I forgot because I was on a roll and now I'm not.
we were talking about how when Kate returns and you think someone's going to die from that quadrangle, that there can't be a Juliet, Kate, Sawyer, and Jack continuing into all six seasons.
Well, Juliet, she became more of a character than we ever thought she would be.
I mean,
she just seems like an extended red shirt, some sacrificial lamb.
Ooh, I hope not.
You think she's become important to the show? Because they let important characters go all of the time.
I wouldn't be surprised if Juliet does, perish, but I'll be really, really bummed. She's my favorite female character because she's the only one who has strength and conviction. I mean, Sun's starting to be a badass, but she's turning into her husband off-island, and I'm not really a big fan of that. So, Kate is such a weak, waffling woman that I have loved Juliet because she's vulnerable underneath her hard-ass exterior, and I feel like as a fertility doctor, she served a huge purpose.
Yes,
I do hope that she makes it, but I agree with you that it's unlikely.
It's pretty sad that she will be sacrificed, but she just have that. I could just smell it on her.
I really want her to. I want her to get off island and meet her nephew and see that her sister is alive and cancer free. That's my hope.
Oh wow! I totally forgot about that whole thing.
Yep, that's the whole reason she's wanted off the island.
Yeah, I don't want her to die now. I forgot about that.
<I'm sorry. laughs>
I mean, I didn't want her to die,
right,
to begin with. But now it's like, oh my gosh, she has such a reason to live. I totally forgot about the whole
exactly.
Thing. What is slated for this week? What did the preview say?
Be honest, I'm spoiler free, so I didn't watch.
I didn't either. Because I don't even like.
Yeah. Oh, wait, did they even show from after LaFleur? I'm not sure that they showed a preview, because we had this week off.
Yeah.
Which I had no problem with, because I got to sleep on a Wednesday night, and I never get to sleep on a Wednesday night.
No, I can't wait till this next Friday is over with, because I'll have Fridays back, because BSG
exactly.
is already over. But Wednesday, it's not so bad, not so bad.
No, I don't mind at all. It's very entertaining. The Thursdays, I'm kind of a zombie at work because I stay up till 3 a.m. blogging about Lost. And then I have such adrenaline, I have trouble falling asleep. And then I get up 4 hours later and I have to go to work. And then turn off my Lost brain, which is very hard to do. Yeah.
Yeah. Well, I don't know. I still don't have a clear picture as to why we're in the 70s and what everybody, how they're not going to change what happens.
Well,
I don't understand.
Right. I think they put us in the 70s to give us the history of the Dharma Initiative, which a lot of people were wondering about. And I think it's interesting to not only give us the history, but they learned from season 3 when they gave us the others and the cages that it was really boring, that they had to put the Losties in context with the 70s Dharma Initiative because they couldn't just show it as an offset because people would be bored. And so the whole thing with changing the rules and what happens is going to be very interesting because we may not know until we see, quote unquote, the incident or the purge if the Losties have any influence on the future of the island and their future arrival on the island.
Yeah.
You're so not into it.
Because I'm still caught up in if they were on the island, but they were on the island in the 70s, why didn't they remember the island? Or is that the wrong line of thought?
Yeah, they're not supposed to remember. They're It's like Charlotte. Charlotte didn't remember being born on the island. There's something that has to do with the time travel and their memory. Like, Faraday's memory is all whack because he's been traveling back and forth.
Yes, you're correct.
For years. So you're not supposed to actually remember. Except Desmond remembers his flashbacks because he, and flash forwards because he's special, and the rules don't apply to him.
He's special. Shortly special.
Totally shortly special.
With great hair.
Yeah.
So I still didn't quite understand the, you say we got a history of Dharma Initiative. We got a guy with firecrackers that was going to blow himself up and Sawyer stopped him. Never figured out.
I think Horace had dynamite, which he probably got from the Black Rock ship. This is where Rousseau used to get dynamite.
Yes,
I think he was trying to blow up the sonic fence. Even though he was drunk, he obviously missed. But I think that, you know, whether it be he was tired of the truce. I know obviously he was drunk because he was upset about his wife. But I think that there was a purpose for him using the dynamite. And we haven't seen the full history yet, but we're getting little inklings about the Dharma Initiative because you had young Charles Widmore on the island and young Eloise Hawking on the island. And then there's a discrepancy. There's a 20-year difference.
Who was young Eloise Hawking?
Ellie, the little blonde soldier during Jughead.
Oh, that was her.
Yes.
I did not put that together.
Yeah, well, the pop-up episode the following week, it wasn't really confirmed on the show, but it was confirmed on the pop-up episode that Ellie is Eloise Hawking.
Oh, so she goes, the little ticker at the bottom.
Yes. Little Blondie goes way back with Widmore, which is weird since she's now working with Ben, you know? So they're obviously, that was 1954, now we're in 1974. So now I'm curious to see, like, what happened with Widmore and Ellie on the island, and then they were sort of hostile slash others. And then we had the Dharma Initiative in the 70s. So I don't know if the incident or the purge happened before or after. And hopefully we'll see all of that and see them all merge together.
So when you say the incident or the purge, are you talking about when Ben killed everyone? Or are you talking about
It's unclear. I know that Ben did that purge where he killed off Dharma, you know, and that'll be interesting to see if the Losties are there when that happens. But the incident, I say in quotes, because they've been talking about this incident since season two in the hatch, that we don't really know what the incident is.
Well, it would have to be something to do with the bomb leaking or something to do with Jughead, right?
I agree.
And the donkey wheel.
Right. And, you know, Dr. Marvin Candle in his little orientation videos, he always talks about the incident. But, you know, again, it's this vague event.
The incident must have happened pre Ben killing off Dharma then.
Right, but so I think it also... I don't think so, because I don't think... Excuse me, I think that they're there in the 70s. Ben's Dharma purge happens in 92. So...
Oh.
Yeah, just timeline-wise. So I think we honestly, if I had to guess, the season finale will be the incident. That I can only think of that as the way to end the season.
Oh, I'm sure they can think of ways to end the season.
They always do. I mean, how do they go on from here? They have flash forwards, flashbacks, time shifts. What's next? What could we possibly see in season 6?
Man, they're going to have dancing penguins or something. I don't know.
You are hysterical. You love the show, but you have a love-hate relationship with it.
It is love-hate. Yep. Mainly, I kind of like to bitch. It's my sport. My thing. I like to do with the TV shows. I love to talk crap about them, but I do watch them because I do respect what they're doing.
Absolutely.
And you know, it's and it would be so it's just like, hey, they're like, you know, a family member, and you're just, you know, punching them in the
absolutely
shoulder or something. So that's my take. But I do. I don't know.
And by the way, it would be dancing polar bears, not penguins.
Yeah, that's I corrected myself. You just missed that because I kind of mumbled it. But
okay.
Yeah,
I don't know. I mean, I can't believe we're only halfway through. It's been quite an e-ticket ride at Disneyland so far.
I don't know. It is getting better. I don't know. I was just really exhausted. I think that's why they gave us a week off.
Yes.
Because
I agree.
That was an exhausting episode because what the hell, huh? What? Okay, Kate and Jack, we understand that, but what the hell was everything else? I don't know. Maybe I'll watch that one again. Maybe.
Yeah, I would watch it again before Wednesday if you have time. Ha ha.
I don't know. Maybe I'll watch it again, but you know me, I'll just jump right in and not know
what's going totally
on, and then you'll have to, you know, interpret it for me and translate.
Of course. I'll talk to you every Sunday if that's what it takes, man. Let's just, we'll get through it. We'll power through it. And don't get me wrong, I pull half this stuff out of my ass. So pardon my French. Like, it's all speculation because it's all we have.
Yeah, that is all we have because I rather speculate than have actual spoilers because it's just much more fun.
Oh, totally. I love being shocked watching the episodes and pausing and go, what the hell just happened? So much better not knowing.
Yeah, it is. So yeah. I think they're doing a good job. And, and they keep their, I mean, there's so many people that watch this show that got sucked into watching a science fiction show they didn't even know, which I personally love.
Right.
So,
and but we didn't even know it was going to be sci-fi. Like you said, it was sort of supernatural drama, and then it became sci-fi.
Oh, no, because when I was first introduced to this show, they had a big write-up in the Sci-Fi Channel magazine. They had the Sci-Fi magazine, big write-up. That's the only way, that's the only, well, that is the way that I found out about the show.
That's interesting. Sci-Fi I was not hooked on it on a sci-fi basis. That's funny. And then when it became more that way, I was encouraged.
Yep, I wouldn't have known about it, except it was an article. It was a huge article. And I was like, hey, this looks pretty good because they blah, 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 blah. And then after it was in the sci-fi magazine, they were like, oh, we are not science fiction. I was like, aw, you know, they, you know, promoted it for us,
right.
The sci-fi people, they're going to watch it and going to pump it up and then, you know, slap us in the face and then come around, hey, we love you. We want you back. And then... what can you do?
Yeah, exactly. Oh, man. Well, hang in there because it's gonna get better, I think.
Oh, it's still good to me. It's just that...
oh, good.
Damn it, give me an answer. Give me a straight answer. That's all I want. And I think that's all anybody wants, and we're not going to get it, and we kind of like it, and...
right. We're frustrated, but we can't get enough.
Yeah, that is.
Yeah.
That's true.
That's the sign of a good show.
Well, I am going to let you go because I think we've talked about everything. We're just
rambling. Oh, yeah.
But
that's, we do that well together.
Oh, yeah. I'm enjoying it. So give us the URL to your site again so they can visit.
Okay. Well, you can just go to joepinionated.com. It's the word opinionated with a J in front of it. And there's a link to all three of my blogs on there.
Cool. Well, thanks, Joe. I enjoyed hollering with you and talking with you. And
thank you for having me on again. Yes. Thank you for having me on, and I'll call anytime you want to talk about Lost, you call me on Skype. I am your friend.
I will do. Thanks. Bye-bye.
All right, have a good one. Bye.
And that's the show. Thanks for listening. To comment on the show, go to scifipartyline.com or email me at fancyfinbot@gmail.com. To leave your thoughts via voicemail, give me a call at 206-203-2289. If you want to join in the next episode or have a show that you want to talk about, just find me under the username of Fancy Finbot on Skype, Twitter, MySpace, or Facebook, or just go to fancyfinbot.com. You can also find this podcast on iTunes. Again, thanks for listening, and see you at the party next time.